Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Critics said Plaquemines Parish residents will have to spend up to $839 million in tolls over 30 years and that they would rather scuttle the project than pay that much. Chris Leopold joins us, Louisiana State Representative. Morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Tell me about the, first of all, on this toll thing, were you in favor of it or not? And if so, why or why not?
I actually sat in on the committee and voted no.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the changes made to the mileage, truck, and trailer component was not fair to some of our local businesses. Particularly, Tommy, if you look at some of the businesses in Belchase right south of the bridge, mm-hmm. some of the auto repair stores or what have you.
They have a paper place, too, right?
A&L sale,
yeah.
Particularly. But just take, for instance, Rubion Tires or Delta Tires. They get parts delivered in on a regular basis, probably 15, 20 times a day as people come in to get their vehicles repaired. Mm-hmm. That's an enormous amount of money to have paid every time a delivery comes into Belchase. And in negotiating this thing down, that segment of the structure was never addressed. Also, we have this bridge, unlike many others, is within the same parish on both sides. So you have people who live north of the bridge who come into Belchase for their everyday life, school, church, store, who cross it many, many times just in their regular travels. And there was no cap per day on that piece as well. And I thought that that should have been addressed as well. So that's why I voted no. I sat on the House side of the Joint Transportation Committee that I don't normally sit on, but there was a member that couldn't make it, and I was able to sit on there and participate actively and actually was able to vote.
So what, Chris, is the toll structure? Because I was talking to Joe Balester, Belchase, a small town, yesterday, and I didn't know that the tolls were on both sides, or was it only one side? Talk about that, if you will, and who pays what, when, et cetera.
I have a spreadsheet in front of me, and this has changed a lot, but according to the PowerPoint presented earlier this week, the toll is assessed in each direction, so you pay mm-hmm. both ways. So Joe was correct in that, and that's clear. There's also a CPI. It increases every year as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think there was some discussion of the parish residents not having to be subject to the CPI, but I don't think that's the case as it stands now.
And that's a cost
price. I
could
be wrong on that because it's changed a lot, but I hope that answers your question.
CPI, Chris, would be the cost price index or something like that? That the tolls go
there's
up?
There's a penny increase per year. I think the CPI was removed, but there's a penny increase per year as I'm looking at this closely. So we start out at year one at 25 cents for Plaquemines residents and it increases to 60 cents at year 30. I think they did remove the CPI and kept the penny per year increase in it. And again, it's each way.
And any of us that live there are fed up. You know, they kid around about the tunnel being the world's biggest car wash. It's anything but. It's impossible to keep a car clean after you go through that. And we get stuck by the drawbridge, et cetera. You know, a lot of us want a new tunnel and a new bridge, but we don't want to pay tolls. And that's why you voted no on it. Was there any other option? And is it fair to Plaquemines Parish if you look at either the money that's available with the transportation department or the way things are being done in other parts of the state?
It's all about money, and the fuel tax was tried twice in the last 4 years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't believe it ever came out of committee and went to the House floor. I surveyed the community twice on that issue with my pre-session survey, and nobody wanted to pay the fuel tax increase, and now the toll project was presented by the administration. and it got pushed back as well. And of course, people now who don't want to pay the toll assume that the fuel tax is going to go up. And when the fuel tax was on the table, people would say, well, maybe the toll's the way to go. So at the end of the day, it's all about funding transportation. So this is apparently going to be the going concern going forward. These P3s are going to become more common from what I've been told, which makes it even more difficult for this area, as we're the first one in the state to go through it. The process is very fluid. There's no precedent. If I understood correctly at the meeting, I tried to clarify what we were voting on. We were voting on to continue the process moving forward. And I was very pointed in my questioning if we were approving the RFP, which is available online right now on the parish website. Were we approving the contract? And I was told that we were voting to move the process forward. So it's a very, very gray area. And again, with no precedent and us being the first one going through it, it makes it a little bit more challenging.
So when you say request for proposals, we haven't even decided on who's going to do this yet? Because I guess, or answer that first.
No, we have decided. There was only one company in the end that actually bid on it. And the name of that company is Plenary. And they're the ones that are going to be doing this project as it moves forward.
Somebody mentioned the military in Belchase. And, of course, that's a big part of the economy in Belchase, a very important thing. Was there any consideration given to military personnel as it relates to paying tolls?
No. And there was some discussion in the hearing earlier this week about that very issue. And I saw a gentleman out in the hallway after, because there was some talk about filing some legislation to provide exemptions. But if this is a public-private contract, I don't think an act of the legislature matters, because it's a public-private partnership, not like the other toll structures we have down in Fouchon, which is administered by the state, nor is it like the one we had on the Crescent City Connection. This has a private component, which basically eliminates legislative influence moving forward once it's done.
Let me take a break here, Chris, and I appreciate your time. I got a lot more questions, and some are coming in via the text. And, of course, one of them that I'm asking you when we come back is Orleans Parish has a hand in this as well, because, or I shouldn't say that. They have a consideration in this, because if everybody starts using the Woodland Bridge, they better get ready, because De Gaulle and MacArthur and everything else is going to become a lot more crowded. 918 talking about the tolls on the Belchase Bridge. And if this does not directly affect you, keep in mind it could, because you heard Chris just say new model. Not the only model, the new model. So if you want a highway fixed, then you guys that use that part could wind up paying for it. A text comes in, I don't know why we think everything is free. But we do pay taxes. There is a gasoline tax. We want to make sure that the money, it's not free. That's tax money that everybody pays, right? So it's our money. And in terms of, you got to look at when it comes to a toll structure, is there any other option available? And if we pay a toll, should everybody else pay it on whatever project they need? We'll be back. 919, Tommy Tucker, Chris Leopold, Louisiana State Representative. Back in a flash, WWL. 924, talking to Chris Leopold, a friend in Belchase and also Louisiana State Representative. And Chris, I know you are against the tolls. You want to do what's best for everybody in Belchase. I don't know if there was any polling ever done about, was it evenly split with bridge with tolls or nothing? Nothing is better than tolls?
The information I was privy to, and everyone else was initially a online survey by the local newspaper that I think had 80% to 85% against the toll. I also did polling in my race, and it was a little bit lower than that, somewhere between 65% to 70%.
But not evenly split at all?
No.
Okay. Now, when it comes to federal money being available, and that's what Sean Wilson, I think, is his name, right? The Secretary of Department of State of Transportation Development.
Yes.
Was this a one-time only deal in terms of federal money? And from what you see and hear in a legislature, is Plaquemines Parish being singled out in terms of projects that are funded for DOTD, road improvement, et cetera?
This all boils down to the awarding of an INFRA grant, which ironically is a Trump initiative. And what made the Bell Chase model most appealing was the low cost compared to some of the other costs of larger structures. But what really made it attractive, from what I can appreciate, is the volume of traffic that uses the structure in order to get the cost per unit down as much as possible. And from an investor's perspective, with a known traffic pattern as opposed to a new structure in a new area, they had history on their side to know what the traffic counts have been for years in order to best anticipate their risk.
So in terms of what happens around the state, because, you know, you're there in the legislature, you know about projects and transportation funded, et cetera, and highway projects. Are we being singled out? I don't mean to make it sound like, you know, I'm a whiny crybaby or anything, but is this different than the way other projects are being funded?
It is, because we're the first to get it. The INFRA grant was highly sought after, very competitive. But the federal dollars flow through the state through the Transportation Trust Fund, TTF. Mm-hmm. And that's funded by the fuel tax that you pay at the pump. And that tax has not been adjusted since probably the late 80s, maybe 1990.
But that would be statewide, right, that people would vote on?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That money flows to the state through the Transportation Trust Fund, and those funds are spread out throughout the whole state. And in all honesty, there's been no adjustment to that, and not only has it not been raised, but there's no CPI in it as well to adjust for inflation. So that's the problem. The cost for all this has gone up, and the money in which to maintain roads, let alone build new ones, is stagnant at best.
And, you know, in terms of this being the first one, I think it'd be a lot more palatable to people, to us at least, not to the people who face the same thing, if this is the first one and not the only one, that this is going to be the new model going forward. Do you get the feeling in the legislature that it is because of the gas tax that nobody will approve?
I do. Okay. I do. The people in Lake Charles desperately need a new bridge over there. As you travel into Texas, that high rise there is almost needs to be replaced. And there's a big need for another bridge in the Baton Rouge area. And those areas claim at this time that they don't have a problem with a toll element to help pay for it. And in fact, us being awarded this INFRA grant has hurt some other efforts to get funds for our area, because we weren't the only area seeking this INFRA grant. There were other areas that competed for it as well. But Bell Chase, it getting awarded the INFRA grant, you know, there's other people that were competing for it as well. So yes, these other areas moving forward are going to probably go through the same process that we've been through as this process becomes more common.
We're talking to Chris Leopold, Louisiana State Representative, about a new model to build a Bell Chase Bridge to replace the tunnel and the current drawbridge. That now the committee approved it, so procedurally that means it is a done deal, Chris, or does the whole House or Senate or anything have to vote on this?
There will be no other votes. I had stated that from the beginning. The legislature, this is an administrative-driven process. The only vote was the only vote that had been cast where people could have input in front of the decision makers was in front of the Joint Transportation Committee meeting this past Wednesday, I believe it was. There was another meeting of the Joint Transportation Committee, but no vote was cast. But yes, this project is moving forward. What I can ascertain is I still think, Tommy, there's room for negotiation. I brought up an issue that I'm hoping that can help the local taxing bodies, and that is the issue of who's going to own the bridge. Mm-hmm. If it's the private company that owns the bridge, I think, in the research I've done, that it should be subject to ad valorem tax. And if it's put on the rolls at the full value that they say they have to have, which is $165 million. That number has gone up. Well, if that's the case, let's put it on the tax rolls for that same figure of $165 million. That'll create $1.6 million for the taxing bodies in Plaquemines, and we can work together and maybe dedicate that money as a recurring revenue source to build Peters Road Bypass moving forward. And somehow, because we're the first ones that are going through this, if we continue to work hard and work together, we can get more than maybe some of these other areas. Not that we're competing against them, but you know, there's other projects coming, and companies like Plenary One, they want to be the first one to do this, just for the sake of being first. And if it does in fact continue to move through that process, then we need to be treated as such, because we are the ones that are going through it first. And I think you've seen that now with the rate being dropped as low as it has to 25 cents. And if we can, and Mr. Wilson said, Dr. Wilson did say that he thought, if we reviewed the statute, that the state law, that things such as the issue I just brought up about who owns the bridge, we can continue to negotiate, because they did say the negotiations are going to continue. We can try to keep putting things into this to best help the people here locally that have to live with this on a daily basis.
We're over now, but I got to squeeze this in. I was also talking to Joe Balestra yesterday. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic when I say this, Chris, but if they don't do something about the coast and the tolls last for 30 years, they might not even be a Bell Chase. In terms of coastal restoration, am I being overly dramatic there or not?
I think you are somewhat. I mean, we obviously have a problem with coastal restoration. There's a lot of work that the state has done on dredging new islands and barrier islands, Tommy. But I think Bell Chase is still going to be here in 30 years. I think some of the projects, as they move forward and continue to move forward with the Coastal Master Plan, we can at least try to hold it off. It'd be very hard to reduce it. But this is a very important area to the state. We have a lot of new companies coming down this way in the very near future with the LNG plant that's already here, that everyone's worked hard to bring here. So there's some new things coming to Plaquemines as well. But obviously the coastal – look, I've had some tough issues this race. It's cost me the election in some cases. I tried to address them at the best I could. But between this bridge and coastal restoration and diversions, we are clearly at a pivotal point in this in our time moving forward. And how we handle or don't handle these situations is going to define us.
And even if it was a dumb question, at least it brought attention to it. Chris, thank you for your time. Have a very Merry Christmas, very Happy New Year. If you get a chance, pass by the Tucker Estate and take a look at that new paint job, all right?
I will do. I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you, man. Chris Leopold, Louisiana State Representative. There you go. That's going to be the new model. If you want a new bridge or new roads or what have you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.